Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Summer breakfast. Welcome back. Great to have you on board. I hope your Thursday morning has started brightly. It's certainly going to be a bright day in this part of the world. Nice top of 26 degrees today. On the McCafe menu, our official coffee partner, the last winning Australian cricket coach to tour India, John Buchanan, is going to join us a little bit later on. Can't wait to have his insights on the program. Mick Lovett from the AFL Record. The Bible's out today, the AFL season guide. Graham Hosier is the president of Corowa Rutherglen Footy Club. Questions that note are still to come, all for the Koga Money credit card. Packed full of value. Brian has texted in as well. Just quickly here, Scoob. A big shout out to you. As a result of the discussion yesterday, I had baked beans for breakfast for the first time in 2 decades.
Good on you, Brian.
So you inspired Brian and a bit of bowel movement as well off the back of it, perhaps. Before we rip into to matters over there in India, my outstanding idea for bakeries to be housed inside football club might have the support of Rob in Geelong, or maybe not. But nevertheless, he's called in on the IMA insurance open line. G'day, Rob.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Love the show. Listen every morning.
You're a good man, Robbie.
Good day, Rob.
But I think it's a really good idea for the fact I lived in some country towns and I always was up at the local cricket clubs. And do they not all have like canteens and little sitting areas and things like that where you can go and have your pies and things like that and have your beers after a game? I think it would be a terrific idea to open up some sort of bakery inside the football clubs.
Rob, look, I beg to differ. I do. I beg to differ. I don't think you're going to get the traffic that you get in the main street. And, you know, that's where I reckon bakeries become synonymous serving the whole of the community. I think you're isolating part of them at the sports ground. But you and Sammy are pretty strong. And I know Sammy's strong in here, Rob, and you've backed him up, which surprises me that he's getting any sort of backup for the bakery at the footy ground idea. I don't think it's got enough legs.
Good on you, Rob. There's an old saying, Kevin Costner's favourite, build it and they will come. Oh. Hey, now, what has Bharat Sundaresan started over there in India? Because they've built it and they're coming for it. It's the wicket for the first test that has been, well, in the eyes of many, and particularly in our country, has been doctored. Borderline cheating is the strong terminology in some quarters. Now, if you've been living under a rock the past couple of days, it was this time yesterday where the photos emerged via Bharat, who was on hand, to watch the ground staff there at Nagpur roll and water the wicket for the first test. Save for just a couple of patches outside the off stump if you're a left-hander. Now, I do have to say, I love the saying that's come up in defence of the wicket, saying it's the same for both teams. Like, it's the exact opposite of being the same for both teams. We've got a glut of lefties in our top order, and they might have two in their entire 11. So it's not the same for both teams at all.
I'd just like to see the pitch being the same for the complete area of
the pitch. That's true as well. There's a bit of patchwork quilt about it, isn't there?
Yeah.
How bizarre. So is it gamesmanship? Is it too far? Is it doctoring? Is it cheating? I'm just as interested in Paddy Cummins and Australia's approach to it, knowing they were going to be bombarded with questions and how they approach it. See, series hasn't even started yet. Long tour. Do we just set this thing on fire right from the off, or do we keep our powder dry and let other people get all argy-bargy about it? And they've chosen the latter. So Pat Cummins, very measured yesterday, doesn't want to poke the bear. In fact, he used the terminology, we have to embrace the chaos, which is a powerful message for his own team to not get distracted by all the hysteria and all the controversy. And it's, I think, designed not to, you listen to people say, series have been lost over there when the locals get upset and you poke the bear, so to speak. I know Bharat's big on that as well, that once India get angry and upset, it's over. So it's interesting the way the Aussies have chosen to handle it.
And I think that's a smart way, particularly at the start, you know, the start of the tour. Let other people fight their fight. And this is where we need a really strong administration too. So now say, well, look, you know, if this is the case, and whether the surface and the way it plays backs up the photos that have been taken, I mean, your cricket authorities have to make sure they really belt the door down. So something has to be done here. Now, I have no problem with home ground advantage. I have no problem with a custom made pitch, if you like, that, you know, in the baking sun in India, you're going to get low, slow pitches that turn. But when now you've made it into a jigsaw puzzle, and you are designing a pitch that will favour one side and not the other deliberately with left and right-handed batsmen, for example, that we're going to possibly experience in Nagpur, that's now we've gone too far. Hmm. And you know, I love Ravi Shastri. I think he was a wonderful player for India. He's a good bloke, but really, I mean, it's near impossible to plead a case here that this is fair and reasonable and Nagpur will play as Nagpur always plays. If the photos and the presentation of that pitch, you know, there is that absolute difference in one area of the pitch to the other.
The other defence, before we hear from Ravi, of the wicket, and we've got a few texts already in the 45 seconds I've been talking about, it is no different to the green top at the Gabba, day and a half test match. Now, I encourage everyone, if you haven't read it, read Robert Craddock's piece in the News Corp papers today, right, where he goes hard. But he references Sonny Gavisco, says the same thing about the Gabba, that it's a bit rich for Australia. They've got no right to moan about pitches when it hosted a test that finished inside those 2 days. Well, as Crash points out, no one's perfect. But sorry, Sonny, there's a difference between a stuff-up and a stitch-up. Mm. And the curator up at the Gabba, whose name escapes him, put his hand up and said, we got it wrong. We got it horribly wrong. But this would appear to be a deliberate manipulation of the pitch rather than a horrendous error when it comes to preparing.
They didn't have a dry area at one end and a green area
exactly
at the other.
It was consistently crap, wasn't
correct
it? Rather than crap.
It was holistically crap.
That's right. Morning, fellas. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the Indian quicks do the damage the last time we played them? They did, but that was in this part of the world. Vastly different situation to the subcontinent, which we're about to discover, I feel. Nevertheless, Ravi Shastri. Now, he was on with Sports Day last night. Kane Corns and Jared Healy. Now, Kane, in typical Kane fashion, didn't muck around. He put the cheating accusation to Ravi, and this is how Ravi chose to respond.
Ravi, what is going on? I'm upset by this. A lot of us Australians are upset by the tactics used to prepare this pitch. They've watered the middle, but they've left the length for a left-hander pretty dry, and there's been a lack of treatment. Do you think this is... I've called it cheating. Is that fair?
That's bullshit. Cheating. There's nothing of that sort. It's more hype. More than anything else, you know, surrounding this first test match. It always happens.
Do you feel Australian wickets are designed for the Australian team?
I wouldn't say designed for the Australian. Of course, you know, when you look at the bounce, the pace, the grass on that surface. I just watched a test match between Australia and South Africa. That was great. I got up on the third morning and there was no cricket.
So if this finishes in 3 days, do you think it's a poor wicket?
I don't think it's a poor wicket if the quality of cricket is good. Sometimes you've got to see the quality of the cricket. You know, if the batsmen are not up to scratch and can't apply themselves or play properly, then the match will get over in 3 days.
So you don't think it's strange that they clearly got a belief that Australians' left-hand batsmen are going to struggle, and there's a lot of them, Warner, Khawaja, Head, Carey, if Renshaw plays, that they've done... You think they've done this deliberately or not?
No, if the ball is going to turn from there, so be it.
Yeah, but do you think it's targeted? Is this targeted at the left-hand batsman? Because as a lot of people would agree, and I'm happy for you to have the counter-argument, this is specifically designed to favour India.
Oh, so what? It's home conditions. So do what suits you. Both teams have to play on the surface.
So it took a while, but they brought him right around. In fact, yes, in Ravi's mind, it is deliberate. But so what? You're playing in our backyard. You'll get what you're given. I think what he was railing, if I read this right, I think what he was railing against with the profanity early was that we're not cheating. If you're in our backyard, we do whatever we like. But I might have misread that. But that's what I think. That's how I judged it in the fullness of the conversation.
Yeah, the fullness of the conversation means the ICC need to sit down. And...
Well, that's not going to happen, is it?
No. Well, it has to. It has to. This could be an absolute farce. Absolute farce. When we now start breaking up into sections what you want your test pitch to look like, like it or not, that's not good for test cricket. It won't be good for test cricket. And this is taking a competitive edge to a whole new level. And I'm with Crash. This is a stitch up. You know, it's not a stuff-up, it's a stitch-up.
He did say, Crash, in his piece, in the colourful and occasionally sordid world of Test cricket preparation, it's hard to recall a more obvious example of a doctored deck than this son of a pitch in Nagpur. Richard Sidkowsk. G'day, Richard.
Good morning, guys. Simon, look, I couldn't agree any more. Look, Simon, two or three days ago, there was a report in the Herald Sun referring to Warner and Khawaja and some of these left-handers and the fact that they were going to bowl so many left-arm bowlers. And I thought at the time, they're going to bowl into cracks and the batsmen have got no hope. Now, I've said for years, we've got to have international curators and this stops all this thing.
Now, all as I want is pitches that have a characteristic. They play to that characteristic. The Gabba does every year. Adelaide Oval does every year. Perth does every year. Melbourne, they've had their issues with in time, and they've fixed it.
Sydney does with the rain.
Sydney used to spin a lot. They've changed it. You know, like it's fair and reasonable. People are texting in here now saying, you know, we doctor pitches. That's crap. That's absolute crack. The Gabba wicket has played the same way ever since I can remember playing cricket. The people that are coming in here saying we doctor wickets, that is absolute garbage. The characteristics of the Australian pitches is basically the same day in, day out. India are doctoring this pitch to favour their test team. The ICC needs to strengthen up, have a sit down and say, hey, this is not taking our game anywhere. If the Indians push back on that, they need to get stronger and do something about it. That's where we need good, strong administration. There's enough challenges in front of Test cricket that are weakening its resolve around the world. Let's not give it another reason to weaken its resolve by having Test matches played on pitches that are like a jigsaw puzzle.
Richard, I think you've hung up, but call back if you like, and Brooksy will sort you out with, we'll sling you the Aussie Melbourne experience of four people valued at $360, 85 minutes of darts gameplay, four share plates and two signature cocktails there, Richard. In fact, we've got a number of prizes to give away, so let's keep ripping back into the Omar Insurance open line here, Scuba. Anthony's in Craigieburn. Anthony, welcome.
Yeah, good morning, S1, S2. You hit the nail on the head. The ICC is not going to sit down and tell its money maker what to do, how to do. The solution's been spoken about for 20 years. Why don't we follow the baseball rule? Home team, bat second. Simple, easy. Travel around the world, same for everybody.
And that's not a bad suggestion. You know, that may come in if it gets to a level where we're seeing here that parts of pitches is a different surface to other parts of the pitch. It's just, it's not the way it happens. It's not the way the game should be played. I'm all for competition. Yes, there's a home ground advantage because of weather, because you know the pitch, you know its characteristics, you know how it usually plays. Some may be a bit drier than others. Some may be a little more damp than others. That can be a mistake, a human error made by a groundsperson. But when we're seeing, and if we are seeing is what we are seeing is right, it's just wrong.
Let's be honest, with the consistent whinging and worrying about the pitch before the game has even started, we've already lost this test match, and that ultimately is what I think India was after. But the Aussies themselves,
fantastic.
They haven't bought in one iota. There's not a person in any sort of official capacity who's weighed into this at all. So I'm not sure if we can make that assessment. Chinny's in Digger's Rest. G'day, Chinny.
Morning, boys. How we going?
We're going well.
Good, Jimmy.
Yeah, pretty happy with how you guys have gone this summer. Well done. Hopefully you're back when Gary and Tim are off. One thing before I talk about the pitch. Scoop, many years ago I had the pleasure of having a couple of jars with you at Spencer Street Station. Remember that bar that I used to have upstairs?
Yes. Here we go.
Me and the lads were on our way out and you were on your way home. And absolute pleasure, mate. Me and the boys have never forgotten that. You're a champion of a bloke.
Good on you, Jimmy.
Did he shout? Hey, Chinny, did he shout?
He did, actually, yeah. We actually stayed for a few times, actually. We all had a shout each. And
I would have been waiting for the train to go to Kilmore, was I?
Yeah, spot on, you were, mate.
Oh, there you go.
Good on you, Jimmy.
I'm glad we had a yarn. Would have enjoyed it.
Very, very nice. Hey, Chinny, did you want to have you say quickly on the wicket?
Yeah, I'm a big cricket nerd. I love it. And Crash Craddock's pretty level-headed. For him to say what he said and it's pretty serious. Like, I've seen the pictures, and you know, seeing what they've been doing to it. I mean, it's just, it is, it's just blatant cheating. Like, if the ICC don't do something about it, then, I mean, what are we supposed to do? Like, you can't, you just can't do it, can you? You know what I mean? Like,
there's diplomacy in all of this, Jimmy, and I mean, I don't think you go in with a whip and start telling India how they run their cricket, but you've got to bring in enough deterrence that these sort of things can't continually happen. Because at the end of the day, what loses is cricket. Cricket will lose at the end of the day, and if this pitch has and its different surfaces plays an integral part in the result of this game, there should be hell to play.
Hey, Chinny, I've just been just absolutely dying to give away this double pass to the South East Melbourne Phoenix final against the Perth Wildcats. It's tonight, so hopefully you can get along. If you want to go, hang on the line. Brooksy, I saw you out with the tickets. It's the first ever home final in Phoenix franchise history. Tickets are otherwise available at Ticketek. You can go on us if it takes your fancy. A lot of texts coming through here, Simon. One of them, just before we get to the break, why don't the Aussies select an entire team of right-handers as a counter-attack? Now, we can't do that, but what we can do is pick someone like a Peter Hanscom, who might end up beating Matty Renshaw to the post. If Cam Green doesn't play, of course, there's a spot there, logically speaking. So let's talk a bit of selection on the other side of this, because Todd Murphy, it would appear, is well and truly in line to play over there in Nagpur. And you were well ahead of the game on this one yesterday. We were unequivocal that he needed to be picked. 1300 736 736. Justin, David, Tommy, we'll get to you also on the other side of this.